It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There's a new book club, and you're invited. You don't even have to leave the house. Just read Margaret Atwood's novel, The Blind Assassin, then go on Twitter starting Wednesday and tweet about it using the hashtag, that's where you use a little pound sign, OneBook140. The project is organized by The Atlantic and Northeastern University professor Jeff Howe. He said the project has two goals.
One is to really allow authors, especially in the case of someone like Margaret Atwood, who is so active on Twitter, to really engage in a book club of her own work. I mean, if you think about that, it wasn't really very possible. She couldn't be in 1,000 living rooms at once. And over Twitter, she really can be. And so I think it'll be a gratifying experience for the author, but also to counteract the polarizing effect of the web. I mean, people say, and I think rightly, that the internet tends to just reinforce one's own beliefs. And the goal with One Book 140 is really to connect disparate people, and disparate in every way, be that by culture, by language, by geography. So we want to show that the internet can be used to connect people and not just divide them.
Well, how disparate can be if it's all people who are Margaret Atwood fans?
I don't think it is all people who are Margaret Atwood fans. A big lump of people who are participating voted for other books and even said, in fact, if you look on Twitter, a lot of people are saying, well, I've never read Margaret Atwood, didn't necessarily want to, but this is such a great idea. I want to play along, so I'll read her now.
It's an online version of something that's been around for a while, the Mega Book Club. Nancy Pearl is author of the Book Lust Reading Guide series. She started a citywide reading club in Seattle, which led to similar groups around the country. I asked her what makes for a great shared reading experience.
It needs to be a book that has a lot to say about it. You know, a book that really demands conversation. The kind of book that when you finish it, you just want to call somebody and say, what did you think about this part in this book? I think the kind of really getting at the heart of a book, it takes a book that has a heart.
Right. Is something like this project good news for the publishing industry, which is going through so many changes right now?
I think it's absolutely good news. I think it's going to get people interested in going out and buying the next book. And I think one of the problems is that libraries are facing with the book industry and technology is that we somehow slip into this idea that we have to fit into what technology is doing rather than saying, how can we use something like Twitter to really promote what we're doing or to make what we do easier and better?
More information on One Book 140 at MarketplaceTech.org. Time for another edition of
Study.
Among 7,000 people surveyed aged 16 to 30, 53% would give up their sense of smell before they gave up online social networking. These young people today, with their MyFaces and their Spacebooks, by cracky. But wait, what are these circumstances where this decision is necessary? Are you captured by an evil scientist who could either disable your olfactory capacity or block you from all computers forever? What are his motivations? How did this situation even arise? I take these findings with a grain of salt, though I did post them on the Marketplace Tech Report Facebook page, and then sniff some flowers. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.